This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Kraus. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is experimenting with a new system to extend the life of N95 masks. They're cooking the virus out of the masks. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, they hope to build a model that is easy to replicate across the state.
It's about 170 degrees in there, so you will sweat. Don't touch anything metal because 170 degree metal will burn you.
Will Frazier opens the white metal door to a mobile trailer sitting in the corner of a parking lot near a cluster of medical buildings.
We've got one, two, three, four fans to help circulate the air. They essentially roll it like this. And then we've got three heaters, one, two, three, that are what are dumping the heat into the room.
It's the kind of trailer you'd hitch to a truck for hauling a snow machine. And it's been reconfigured to evenly heat several wooden racks lining the walls, dotted with brown paper bags that each hold a protective mask. The heat is tolerable for a couple of minutes, but not much longer. Frazier's a mechanical engineer at ANTHC and helped build this new apparatus, which for now is called the Mobile PPE Sanitizing Unit, or MOPS for short.
So long story short, it's a really fancy sauna.
It's a little more complicated than that, but the principle is the same. Get an enclosed space up to around 170 degrees for an hour in order to deactivate, that is, kill, any coronavirus particles that might be on a piece of equipment. That way, healthcare workers can use the same protective masks more than once to preserve supplies. Frazier's team scrambled to build the MOPS unit. They did it in just about a week. Dr. Holly Alfrey is ANTHC's chief medical officer and says part of the rush was in order to proactively plan for a potential spike in demand for PPE, whether that comes from hospitalizations, more people wearing masks in public, or more widespread testing.
We realized that we might be facing a shortage of personal protective equipment. And even though we haven't gotten there yet, we still have an adequate supply. The one thing that we thought that we might really be running short of faster was masks.
Alfrey says the MOPS unit, while hardly a silver bullet for critical medical care, is another tool for keeping frontline medical workers safe in the pandemic. Mike Brubaker, Director of Community Environment and Health at ANTHC, says the MOPS unit can potentially handle thousands of masks a day.
We just see a lot more mask use necessary, and we want to have surge capacity in case the outbreak really takes off here in Anchorage or anywhere else in the state.
The system has limits. The masks can go through the heat treatment about three times before they start to break down. And other PPE made from rubber and plastics, like gloves, can't withstand the temperatures that are necessary to deactivate viral particles. There are other methods being tried by hospitals elsewhere to extend the life of PPE, including ultraviolet light and hydrogen peroxide in an aerosol form. But Brubaker says ANTHC was interested in models that could more easily be set up, replicated, and potentially sent out to other communities in Alaska.
For us, the decision really came down to, you know, what kinds of materials and what kind of capacity do we have in state to do this, and ideally something that we could even expand if we needed to. It could scale up or scale out to communities.
The first prototype cost about $60,000 to build, although a big factor in that was how quickly the engineers and scientists bought and assembled all the parts. Brubaker says ANTHC is exploring how to make smaller, more portable designs for rural communities. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Kraus.